Morning.
Morning.
The alien. That's the topic, right? Any thoughts in on your mind right now?
I think you're familiar with this this topic, right? Your generation must be Star Wars generation. So you know what alien means, right? Okay. Due to the time, today I'm going to make it very quick, but very important for you. Okay. I thank you, Lord, that I give the wrong Bible verse, but the worship thing, all the things, all the hymns, it just relates to this topic. So I'm great, you know. Even I miss community, okay? But the verse to come in right. Okay, here, I want to start how we interpret the sentence. First one, dear friend, I urge you to, why? Grammar lesson, okay? Do you know the grammar lesson? We urge you to. I urge you to do something. To do something related to what? War. The war against your soul. Alien probably dominated your planet, right? Your universal, but it cannot dominate your heart. But here, there's a war against your soul. Aha, now we know. The urge, the Peter urging the readers to abstain from sinful desire. The war against, which is the war against your soul. Here talking about what against your soul? Yourself? Partially right. Your sinful desire. Where is the war? Inside outside? Wait a minute. Okay? Hold your conclusion, okay? Maybe inside. Okay, maybe I'll find, okay, not sure. Here, as the alien and the strangers, here. Why is the, what actually mean of the alien stranger in Peter's tongue? If you go to that chapter 1, 3, 4, verse 12, okay, chapter 1, the Bible, chapter 1, the verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world. We're not alone. We're not alone. Peter is stranger. They the strangers in the world. To whom? Who is the strangers? Readers in Peter's ears, right? So we are here, still strangers to the world. And Peter say that persecutes generation, they suffer from the persecution. They're still stranger to the world. So we have a historical background. We know that, okay, this letter from God is the time lasting. That means the word speak to that people in that generation, that situation also speak to us. Okay, we continue. Here, the stranger in the world. I don't know how to think about what is stranger to the world. Have you ever thought what is stranger to the world? What do you think? Alien. The stranger? Alien is stranger? No. Alien in Greek, in this word, is travel. Okay, so the definition is from that generation, that time to now, the alien is same or not? Different, okay? Aliens, now we say aliens, it means what? You're out of the universal, right? But here, actually Peter says, aliens means what? You travel. Do you know time machine? everyone knows Time Machine, right? How we call those actors? Time travelers, right? Okay, so travelers actually is stranger Peter used here. Okay, so in NIV it's a passenger. Okay, so actually what is alien mean? Right now we know. It's quite different. We all, this, you notice that we say this home is not our eternal home, right? This address, where you live, I live in New Jersey. But if it's an eternal permanent address or not? If it's a permanent address, what does it mean? You are not an alien. You are native. But Peter said, we all travel. In where? In the world. It means now I live in, maybe you go to the college, you live in Minnesota. Let's say I live in Minnesota. I travel in Minnesota. My home is in the New Jersey. No, in the world. That means that you actually, no matter where you live, you are traveler. And I don't know whether your logic is, you know, got confused. I think God asks us to love each other, right? Why we don't just love each other like a family? We instead of we are travelers. Did you see Peter say something? It's not consistent with Jesus' teaching. Do you think that way? Do you think that way? What Jesus teaching? We love each other like a family, right? That means you settle down, right? But here, Peter said, we are traveled. What do you think in this moment? Do you have a link? Why? Why? Why Peter says so? All we got into what? A war. Do I need to participate in a war? The war like a war. W-A-R like a W-A-L-L, right? The war like a war. I understand, okay? Okay. That means separate, right? That means conflict, right? Against your soul. Well, there's a war against my soul. Before we think about this, it's inside, right? But it's very complicated. Where is it from? Where is it from? Where is the war from? Sinful desire. The answer is in the Bible verse, right? The sinful desire. But, you know, it's still confused. Okay? We're supposed to love each other. Why we? Yes, we have sinful lives. That's why we need a love, right? Okay. Sinful desire. My sinful desire or your sinful desire. Children, I want to say today, it's the aliens. Actually, I want to say, it's a youth in concert decision. You have a challenge to make a decision. You have a challenge to encounter the peer pressure. What's a sinful desire? Anyone want to say that? What's a sinful desire? Remember this? Romans. Let's read together, okay? They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, gossips, and insolent, arrogant and boastful. They demand ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are sinfully, faithfully, always ruthless. You know, why Jesus, Peter, as you can't travel in the world? That means we are not perfect. We are looking for the permanent rest. Do you have an example? Anybody think about that? Do you have an example? Say, well, why we depraved? Why we need to be traveled? Aliens in the world? I have two testimonies. Okay. One is the middle age. Not middle age, I'm sorry. Middle school. Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard that one person say, come on, all of you, all of us are cutting meth and fight. Who wants to go and take that quiz? We are going to take a walk and get lunch in the sea. Let's go. They are the coolest kids in your class. Do you do what you know is right and go to math class, fight class, quiz, and all? Or do you give in and give with them? When you grow up, you really face the challenge. The challenge may be inside, right? And also maybe came from where? Outside. Another dilemma. This is a girl whose name is Sonia. She's 19 years old. Here she says, when I was in year 11, I really wanted to be accepted in a popular club. So I was thrilled when the girls asked me to join their gang, G-A-N-G. But my happiness turned to tears when all of a sudden I was forced to do things that didn't make me feel comfortable. And the situation come up to now. She seems to tear up. Now the girls didn't point a gun to my head or anything, but I felt that if I didn't go along with them and pretend that everything was cool, then they would kick me out of their group for sure. I don't know. Do you have an example? But why would have to be a trouble? The problem is came from inside, it also came from outside. Negative pressure is what I mentioned. The alien. In terms, in Bible terms, we are, remember we just sang a song, holy. And we read the chapter 1, right? Be holy, because I am holy. You will encounter decision making. You will encounter peer pressure. Very true and very real. You think that's only you encounter, your age? I am encountered too. Your parents are encountered too. Do you need to buy something when you discuss with your parents? Your parents say, well, financially can, but cannot give you. Why? We don't know why. Sometimes it's just because of everybody has. Sometimes just they have. Of course I should have. There's a war. Very real. Inside and outside. We are in dilemma. Peter talking about what? He mentioned the situation. He really mentioned this situation. And this situation is negative. peers influence your life, even if you don't realize it. There's one person in the recent best-seller book in the New York Times, I forget the book, he mentioned, if you don't make decisions, the decision make you. You see, I don't involve this. There's no way. No way. Peter here tells his generation who were under persecution. And we are too. You see, I don't think the persecution. Holiness is persecution. You say holiness is persecution, let me tell you. If you want to be holy, then you are under certain persecution. If you don't say, everybody do, I do, then you don't stand persecution. Why do people give into negative peer pressure? You don't say, I never give in. Negative pressure, peer pressure. I'm telling you, we all do. We all do. That's how we grow. That's how we learn. All of us need path to live. All Christians, even like me, have more than 25 years Christian life. I still need a path to live. Every day is a challenge. Why? Because we want to be like. Because we want to fit in. Because we worry someone not accept us. Because everybody do it. And everybody want to be popular. You want to be popular? Yeah. Why not? Most people and most times would they are not the same one. It's war, very real. It happens every corner. You don't make a decision, the decision make you. So we know the battlefield is inside and the outside. Peter talking about the inside? The persecution is inside? No, he also mentioned outside, okay? Okay, outside, inside, they all war. It's very real war. What does the Bible say about that? Romans 12, verse 2. Don't conform. Let's read together, okay? Come on, right? Come. Do not conform any longer to a pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God is. Is good, pleasing, and perfect. Here, that's us to transform by the renewing of your mind. Our decision making directly connect to our mind. Our mind must link to what God will. Be holy, because I'm holy. Teenage is not easy. Let me tell you, adult is not easy. Parenthood is not easy. Childhood is not easy either. We all in the same boat. We all try to learn something variable in our life through each age. How we renew our mind? Do you have idea? Anybody has ever one did renew your mind? Raise your hand. Okay, the question is, have one person experienced renew his mind or her mind? How is this? how you achieve renewing.
You say, I'm too young to think about that.
Too much. Well, let me tell you. In high school, you have one course, right? I don't know. Philosophy, right? Philosophy is training, is thinking.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I knew lots of Christians because they start thinking the war. It's very good on thinking. Okay? If you don't think of the war, then you don't think of the crisis. You don't think of the persecution and the conviction. Remember that I'm talking about negative, right? You sense something, your peers. You sense they do something wrong, but you just don't know how to deal with it. Right? You will fit in. Everybody do that. I dare not to stay against the land, and I dare not to tell or discuss with the elders, my parents. Dear, we need renewing our mind. How? Re-examine your heart. The proverb says, re-examine your heart. Rethink your decision. Whether the decision you think or your thinking is right or wrong. The third one, re-evaluate or discuss this issue with elders. You think that adult needs to do this? Let me tell you, adult needs to do this too. Me too. You have elder, right? Do you know how many elders I have? You ask my wife. I have so many elders counseling me. We all need help. My son though, Uncle Peter Liu, okay, is one of my elders. Okay. So we all need to discuss the war. Are you when you fighting, okay, country to country, nation to nation, you fight one person, I said you earlier, if you lose, you come back, I said another person, a person too? No. You send a what? An army, a group. That's what Peter asked. Peter said, yeah, there's a war. It's not an individual. It's what? A group. Sometimes I always do my prayer. I said, Lord, give me a group. Then I can reverse the world. I need a group. I need a co-worker. You need two. You need a good Christian partner. Second, what does the Bible say? Let's read it together. Bread, those who persecute you. Bread, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be loyal to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. This is our principle. How we do relationship with people? How we do relationship with people? You must be strong and know the direction to go. Here, tell us. Be humble. Don't be proud. Don't be conceited. It actually tells us, have compassion and passion for yourself and people around you. That's a relationship. This is talking really relationship. You need to have a passion and compassion for your own self. And also, that means don't conceit. Don't self-deceive. And you also, you need to consider people, be humble, more with people, nothing with people, sharing with people.
The Bible tells us relationship about this part. Second, the third thing, so what does the Bible say? Let's read this one, okay? Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled, set your whole feeling of grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have in ignorance. Just as the evil of you.
Okay, this part is very, you know, straightforward, so I don't talk about this part. I will fly to next slide. Keep in mind that even Jesus Christ was tempted, but not successful. Okay, oh yeah, I'm not perfect, everybody do this? Let me tell you, yeah, our Jesus Christ is not alone. He encountered. How Jesus react? Keep in mind, we all tempted. So don't think that only children can encounter the peer pressure. We encounter the temptation. We all, even our God, who died for our sin in the cross, is still encountered. He encountered the temptation by who? By Satan. By Jewish leaders, the people around him, peer pressure, jealous, envy, ignorant group. They have evil hearts, the jealous people. Even Jesus sinned the same situation we encounter today. Even his disciple Peter also. So Peter said, oh come on Jesus! Don't die! Remember that? Don't die! Jesus knows who he is, what he needs to do. We do the same. We must know who we are and what we should do. No one too. Remember, we sang this song. We are king of what? Excuse me. We are king of excuses, right? Many times we see this. We see this, okay? So, even keep in mind, we need to prepare our mind to do the reaction and responding to all kinds of peace accord, war, that we have. God delivered us from the temptation. Second Peter, let's read it all together, okay? Come on, 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knows how to rescue God from the trials and to hold the unrighteous in the day of the judgment while continuing their punishment. The 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except what is common to men. All God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out. Okay, God will deliver us. Last one. I know in a lot that is still is very practical. I want to read together, but thinking that, okay? Okay, think about that, then we finish, okay? Concentrate. Concentrate. That's read and thinking, okay? So like asking God for the inner strength and self-confidence can help you transfer many right friends. Stay away from fears who pressure you to do stuff you know is wrong. Asking for help who you trust. Don't feel guilty if you have an imaginary mistake. Okay, the last one is important, right? That's how salvation really works on us. We not afraid of peer pressure. We are not afraid of the world. Because Jesus himself encountered this. And he can save us. Let's continue. Use strong body language. Look the person in the eye when you are speaking to show what that you are serious. Suggest alternatives.
try to interest the other person in doing something else with which you are comfortable. This is very practical. The war is there. The Bible has the answer. And Peter says here, not only in emphasize the war, also emphasize you are a very important person in the world. Peter here wants to the peoples in that generation developing their influence, stand firm and developing their influence. In the first 200 and 300 in the church after Jesus Christ died and resurrection, the church encountered the great persecution. How the church survived, how the church overcome, because Peter believed, tell them, become a very important person and developing their own influence. Not only Stanford, you are the soul, you are the light to the world. Be alien. Peter said, be travel. Be travel. Travel through the time and space and be a soul through protection. Protect the food or anything. To do protection, to become a leader in your generation. And become a light, of course, because you can lead, you can stand firm, then definitely God wants you to become the leader, a light to the world. That's why we travel in the world and also become light to the world. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, even very short message, but we know every generation, every time and space, every age group encounter the real world, no matter inside or outside. We ask your mercy. We ask your strength. Empower each one here in CMC NGS, no matter what age it is, they fail to say, Jesus Christ died for me, pour out his life to me. Now, I'm willing to pour out my life to myself. Help us, have mercy on us, and give us the wisdom we pray in Jesus. Thank you.